Welcome to the Amazing Race podcast. My name is I Lost My Crew.
My name's Cindy. The poor.
Well, we'll get to it at the end because okay. we did a little research, which is shocking for us.
I know.
But they're going to Barbados, the home of Rihanna, the famous singer who
Danny couldn't remember the song. But you know, I know if I heard her song, I'm like, oh, that's her. But I couldn't tell you a song.
I couldn't name a song either.
No, couldn't do it. I couldn't even see it.
I know who Rihanna is.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah. I mean, I'm one we step know that. Above, we're cool like that.
One step above Angie, who didn't know who Rihanna was.
Yes.
I don't think Ricky knew either. Did Ricky know?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Anyway,
Ricky and Cesar, we're going to start with Amazing Race. Ricky and Cesar help Angie and Danny with directions.
I was surprised. Were you?
They've been nicer. They've been.
Have they?
I think they're just so
kind. I never thought they were. No. I never thought they were mean. And I
wouldn't not competitive.
Yeah.
They're
competitive.
But not mean, but no. they. I think they've learned, okay, hey, we're going to win anyway.
Yeah, but no, I never felt like. I was surprised they helped because they're competitive. Not surprised they help because they're not nice people.
Now, would you think they helped them maybe because having Danny with you would maybe being part of an alliance with Danny is better? He's good with directions.
No,
except for today.
I think they think they're that good that it doesn't hurt to help somebody.
Right.
Okay, if you had 3 seconds and 5 firsts, right? Was that what it was? Three seconds, 5 firsts. You could get, don't you get a little?
But I'm thinking it doesn't hurt to have someone who knows. Is really good with directions, and we see the teams are losing because they can't. Well, most teams are losing because
Cesar and Ricky are pretty good with directions too.
But they were struggling today.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't help to have someone
else. They were behind them, so I don't know how they were going to help them.
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
I disagree. The thing you're saying right now, I don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong.
Okay. All right.
That's and you know why? It's still my birthday week.
Okay. Birthday month.
It's not my birthday month.
It's raining and they don't have their tops up.
It was raining pretty good.
It was raining really good. Cesar,
I'm surprised they didn't, but they were, sorry to interrupt. Before they left, why would they put their tops on?
You're not thinking. You're racing, you know, and, you know, it is what it is. Okay. I thought the same thing. I would have put my top up.
Right away. That's
the first
thing
it looked like it was going to rain.
Yeah. It was already sprinkling. They were standing there.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
Put your tops up.
Again,
what does it take? 2 minutes to put a top up?
We're sitting on our couch.
Because you got to figure, if you're putting the top up, the teams behind you are going to put the tops
up. Exactly.
Which most of them didn't. So
I don't know. That didn't make sense to me, but again, I'm sitting on a couch, so what do I know?
Yeah, well, it wasn't raining on the couch.
Exactly.
Cesar is lost, so he stops to get directions at a gas station.
The two of them bickered a lot this leg of the race. Yeah.
Well, I think Cesar's the calmer one, and Ricky is the stressful one.
Yes. But I think this is the most I see them not...
Bicker back and forth.
But
what I liked about it is Cesar didn't really... argue
feed
back with
it.
He just kind of went, okay, he's complaining.
Yes.
I'm just going to let him go.
Yes.
Which is, I think when you're, especially in a race like this, it's good to have one person just going to go, yeah, whatever.
True.
Kind of like I would be. See.
Okay.
So
actually, we did an amazing race that we won on. We were a good team.
Yeah, we were.
We didn't fight.
We were.
We stayed together.
We're thinking about getting shirts because for the third one it says, returning champs of the On Amazing Race. And on the back of the shirt would say, this shirt's not for losers. I think it'd be funny.
I think it would be funny.
Cesar is lost, stops at a gas station. They get directions. It's really raining now. So they stop and put the tops on. And they both leave at the same time.
Yes.
They eventually get separated.
They do.
But it's, you know. The next teams go in and the maps are somehow sitting on the front seats. And
they're all wet.
Okay. If you're running a race, is it fair that your map gets all wet?
But that's where they put them. The players didn't put their maps on the
front. No, it was production.
Shouldn't
they be like in the glove compartment? Because first team left, the two first teams left, it wasn't raining.
Right. It was sprinkling.
Sprinkling. So it's not like their maps, the other maps got destroyed.
True.
Which really hurt the other team. So yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if dry maps would have helped the other teams. Those guys, I mean, you just know. I just feel like they're going to get lost, and that's how they're going to lose the whole thing.
Yeah. The next two groups leave, and Amber says that they've been struggling, and they don't really work well together.
They do well on their own, but not together.
I really like to know if those two are married. I'm going to look it up.
Are you going to look it up?
If they're still
together. You got to know, right?
You got
to know.
Well, because I think they're a decent couple together. I mean, it's hard to judge them by a race.
True. But when you know they're editing. Yeah. And I feel like they always make one team, like the one guy look like a jerk. Right. I always feel like they kind of do that in the editing.
But it is funny how she says, we don't work well together. Right. I'm just throwing this out for marriage advice. And it's, you know, if you don't work well together, don't get married.
No, I agree.
Just throwing it out there because it's not going to work. The third group leaves, and it's really raining now. It is pouring down rain. Danny stops to ask for directions again, which shocked me.
He really wasn't on his game today.
No, he wasn't. He was not on his game today.
Because that guy has the directions really well.
But it might have been confusing.
Maybe it was confusing. So you're on the wrong side of the road, which I right then and there, we know. Well, we don't know. We didn't drive on the wrong side. But it is confusing because I kept... When we were in London, I kept walking and not looking the right way. I was looking the way I would look.
You don't walk. You don't look both ways anyway.
I was looking like I did when I was in America, not when people drive on their left-hand side. I wasn't looking the right way.
But there's this golden rule you always teach your kids. Look both ways because you never know what's coming the other way.
Oh, so you're right. But I had you with me, so I had you constantly grab me and pull me back. That's the way it goes. That's our relationship. Yeah, I have confidence in you.
What if I wasn't there? Splat!
And I think that's... One time I went... I don't know, I'll change the subject. But one time I went on a trip with just myself and the girls to Disney World. This was for a convention. And anyway, long story short, they said, we missed Dad because Dad always knew where the bathrooms were. Dad had everything all organized because we would leave the locker, we would walk and go, do you have this? No. And then that's the conclusion of like,
because I would think ahead.
You would think ahead.
But that's okay.
Yes. So they were just... I don't like to But cry. It made the girls realize how important your role was.
So it wasn't that my company was good. It was just that I knew...
It was your sense of organizational skills on a vacation.
That makes me feel good. Ricky and Cesar are first to the clue box. And it's road tennis, like ping pong. Ricky does a roadblock, and he was trained by John McEnroe. I'm just kidding. I was shocked that he didn't say, I play pickleball every weekend, or I play tennis.
I thought Cesar said that was his thing. Didn't he say that later? No?
I don't think so. Okay. No.
He did pretty good, though.
He did pretty well. He did well. But I was shocked that he wasn't like... Oh, yeah, I was an ace on my tennis team.
You're right. You're right. I see your point.
Come on. It had to be something like that. All players have to get to 11 points playing this table tennis. It's street tennis, but...
It's kind of like pickleball.
What if cars are coming? It did look like the things came out of a hole or something like that, but if... I don't know. But the car never came.
No, so I guess they were... Well, you saw that one where the police guy had, like, the fence up, so maybe they were stopping the cars coming through
It was probably... It's probably they had it blocked off for the...
Amazing race.
Normally, it's not blocked off. Yes. And you have to keep moving the thing, which is kind of a pain.
That would be a pain.
Well, we used to play baseball and football in the streets, and the word was car.
And then you had to get out of the way. I never played out in the streets.
Yeah, because you're a coward.
No, because I was an ice skater.
Well, Zamboni could come out and run you over.
No,
you never know.
You would be on the ice.
Amber and Vinny are lost.
again. You know what? Well, I do have to say, though. I know they say, you know, they're good individually, but this leg, they got along really well.
Yes.
They really got along better. Of all the legs, so there's been like 8 legs so far because it was, you know, 5 firsts and 3 seconds.
They didn't really get snotty with each other.
They didn't get snotty with each other. She got a little down on herself at one point. Mm-hmm, but for the most part, I was like, this was probably their best leg of the two of them playing together.
Yes, and Rod and Leticia were bickering a little bit.
Yeah, which is not like
them. I kind of backed Rod on this one. He wanted her to stop and ask the guy, he goes, well, what are you doing? She goes, I'm driving. But he wanted her to stop and ask the guy they drove by where they were going. But, you know, it's just like one of those things that she was, I'm driving, it's okay. Ricky gets 11 points as Danny and Angie are showing up. Now, here's what's funny is Angie, and I wouldn't have guessed this.
No, I wouldn't have either.
She's a tennis player, and she used to teach tennis.
She used to coach tennis.
She used to coach tennis, so it's a good sport for her to do. And at this point, I'm thinking, all right, they're going to be fine the rest of the race because we didn't know about this whole thing going up. Next, all teams have to go to
Rihanna's house.
Rihanna's childhood home.
Yes. They have a street named after her. That nice little sign. I think she still has a luxury home there. I remember like Barbara Walters or Oprah or something like that doing an interview with her, and she still had a lavish home in.
Ah, wow.
And that when the interview there, her family was still in that home, and she was showing to. I can't remember the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Well,
I just remember this whole thing.
But at this point, we're going to take a commercial break. Now they got to drive to Long Bay Beach, which everyone kept calling Long Beach.
I know. I was like, was it called Long Beach?
No, it's Long Bay Beach, but I think almost everyone said, we got to go to Long Beach.
Right? I go, oh, you're a little bit, just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. For their next clue, Angie aces the tennis challenge.
She did really well.
You like how I put that tennis pun in there? Angie aces the tennis challenge.
You're amazing.
Aces.
Amazing.
Thank you. She did a great job.
She
was fine.
So I turned to you, I go, sometimes, I've met people that say, oh, I've done this, or I played lacrosse, or you're like, no, you haven't. And then you're like, and then your show, when she's gone, I was like, oh, maybe the son's just trying to be nice, how great she is. And maybe it's been a long time since she's played and blah, blah, blah. And I turned to you and I said, is she really good? You go, yes, she is. I was like, oh, and she was.
My favorite story on that is this one guy I played hockey with. He said, yeah, I used to play in the show. I go, what show? He goes, oh, the show, the NHL show. I go, oh, he was terrible. And there's one thing about ex-hockey players. They could be 60, 70 years old and all beat up. They still have their skills. This guy had zero. He tried to say he had a bad knee.
Yes.
This guy had zero skills. He was in no show.
Yes.
Anyway, you could never name the team he was on either. Which is
how convenient.
How convenient. He was a nice guy, but he was full of crap. Anyway, all the teams are struggling with directions.
Yes. There wasn't a single team that was like, okay, I got it. Except at the end. They also didn't know where they were going at the very end. But all the other times, they were all struggling with directions, and I'm just like, oh my gosh,
I don't think
crazy.
At the end it was very far away.
Yeah,
I think,
you're right. Because they also the same thing. Oh, we passed that. Oh, yeah, we passed that.
So it probably was just a straightaway.
Right.
Yvonne does the ping pong challenge or whatever it's called. Letitia does the challenge. They're both struggling with it, though.
Yes.
They're not masters.
Each of the other partners said, "Oh, I should have done it. I'm good at this." And
because Melissa said,
she's a tennis player.
Well, they play tennis all the time, and she says, "If you ever beat me, I'll buy you the best thing in San Diego.
Best steak in San Diego.
The best steak in San Diego, which would be
It's been so long.
Ruth Chris would have been probably Ruth Chris probably.
Oh, I'm sure there's some little hole in the walls that are better than that.
Chart House.
Ruth Chris is great.
If Chart House was still there, Chart House. But anyway. We digress. The maps are ruined. Letitia and Yvonne struggle with the challenge.
But they push through it. Like Letitia's husband said, what's his name?
Rod.
I don't know why. I went blank there. I'm sorry. Old age. I just turned 64, so my brain just...
His name is...
Anyway.
Rod, I think.
But, like you said, look at my wife. She's not doing that well, but she's having fun and has a smile on her face.
Again, I'm telling you, he's funny. He's charismatic. He should be doing sports on the NFL Network. I'm telling you, he'd be perfect for it.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
You're his agent. Go sign him up.
I'm his agent. There we go. Let's see. Ricky and Cesar are kind of, stressing out. Again, the directions he wants to know exactly, and he's like going, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have those answers.
Are we going the Long Beach right way? Are we going the right way?
Yeah. I think Ricky likes to have that comfort of knowing exactly where he's going.
I don't think he's someone that flies by the seat of his pants.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm driving, I like to know, okay, where am I going?
Yes.
I don't want to just guess at it. I want to know where I'm going.
Yes, you do.
And even when I know where I'm going, I still have the GPS up there.
Yes, you do.
If I'm going somewhere like long distance, where I go, just in case something's changed, something's happened, where they've changed the road, I want to know.
But you have too. You do your phone and on the car GPS.
Yeah, because I've been lost before and I don't want to get lost.
I understand.
And there's no reason.
All better now.
The one time we were listening to you and we ended up at the Pentagon and they wouldn't let us in.
I know. Okay.
Because you took us to the Pentagon.
You're right. Okay, you're all better now.
But Cesar stays calm because I don't have it, Ricky. I don't have it.
So then they didn't stop, right? They didn't. They kept going?
Eventually they do stop.
Yeah, they eventually. Because I thought it made Ricky feel better.
Yeah.
To go stop and get directions because he was still freaking out about not knowing exactly where they were going. And I think they knew they were going the whole time, but maybe I don't.
Oh, and then we get to the part where Angie doesn't know who Rihanna is and And Danny goes, Mom, come on. She's like the most famous singer,
one of the pop singers
in the world. And he goes, she goes, okay, name me one of it. What songs? He goes, you know, the ones they play on the radio. Good save there, Danny. Excuse me. Yvonne gets the challenge, finishes the challenge. Juan shows up and does the challenge, and he does a pretty good job.
Yeah, he does a really good job. They're fast, but I still can't believe they're in last place. Because I still think they're a great, they're a strong team, but they just, well, they're not good with directions either.
They're not good with directions. Vinny plays the challenge, and he's stressing a little bit.
Yes.
He's stressing a little bit. Vinny tells Amber to stop talking. I went, ha, 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 isn't that kind of crazy?
Yes.
Because she goes, she just said something about it. And
I guess she's good at ping pong.
Yeah,
maybe
I should have done it. Babe, can you stop talking?
Yes.
I went, really? You're telling her to stop talking? And I know we're picking on Vinny, but come on, Vinny, on that one.
You're picking on because he has great hair.
He does have great hair. He does have great hair.
But I always don't like when guys have better hair than girls.
But to be fair, she's always telling him to stop talking. He never stops.
He doesn't.
So
I see your point.
On that one, I'm going to say, no, Vinny, you were wrong. Vinny completes the challenge. Ricky is upset with Cesar still, you know, and just like, well, stop. Ask for directions. What do you want me to do? I don't know. Let's see. Yvonne and Melissa didn't tell Rod and Letitia where the box was.
I was surprised by that. Were you?
They're kind of like,
oh, you got it's around here. It's you're close.
Yeah, and then
that surprised me. I don't know why that surprised me.
Yeah, they got in. They said, oh, here it is.
Right.
But it's getting to the nitty gritty. It's getting to crunch time.
But they were there at the same time.
But also remember. They weren't part of that alliance at one time, and they didn't help them.
I understand that, but they're at the same place. That 1 second saying you're right in front of it's right in front of you is really going to make that much of a difference.
Yes, it's the amazing rate.
I disagree. I think that's ridiculous.
I'm just saying they didn't help them at a certain time.
Yes, one time.
Well, now we're coming down. We have six teams going in today.
All right.
I have no problem with what Yvonne and Melissa did there.
Okay.
Let's see.
I disagree.
Now, the crew is behind Angie and Danny, and
I thought was weird?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I thought was really weird. What I thought was weird was, we've watched how many? 8 legs. This is the 8th leg.
Mm-hmm.
Never once did you hear anybody say, hey, or all the seasons we've watched it,
yeah,
is the crew behind us.
I've never, it's probably
never heard the teams it's
probably
ever say
it's
that.
Probably happened before, but this never came up before where the crew lost the team.
But I thought it was weird while they were driving, they kept asking if the crew was behind them.
Yeah.
Wasn't that weird? Because I've never seen that before.
Because it's never, we've never had an
issue. No, before they lost them.
I get that. But
okay.
We've never had an issue where the
team. I just feel like I'm doing a conspiracy theory.
It's probably happened, it probably happens every race.
All right.
But we don't see it because
they don't cut it in there.
It's like, why put it in there when it's not a factor?
But because it was this time, you think that's where they egged it in there?
Exactly.
Because
again, I go, I didn't know that they were in radio contact, and he pulls out a radio. Danny.
I thought the crew that was in the cars were the ones that were following them the whole time. I didn't realize they had an additional car that follows them.
I think what must be now is they just have cameras in the car.
Right. He said they had a crewman and a sound guy in the car.
In the car.
They said that.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. But Angie and Danny are driving a roundabout and she's getting honked at. She goes one way and the crew goes the other way. Now here's what bothers me. I think the crew should be the one responsible for keeping up with the team.
Right.
They're behind them.
Right.
And if I make a wrong turn, you see teams. We've been talking about this whole season. Teams are struggling with the directions.
Right.
And they're driving themselves. Is it my fault that the guy doesn't, even if I'm going the wrong way, is it my fault that they went the other way? No.
No, but someone, I think when I think I was reading on whatever thing you had up on your, I don't follow a lot of the stuff like you do. I was watching, there's a page just for Amazing Race. And someone said, did you not hear all the horns honking? She went the wrong direction, and that's why the crew didn't follow them, because they went the wrong way on the street.
They were going.
That's what I was interpreting. She shouldn't have gone to that veer, whatever, she went to her right.
Oh, she was almost causing an accident.
Yes.
So
the thing that I read was that they said, did you not hear all the horns honking?
I did hear the horns honking.
Yeah, the crew is going to, she was going wrong, that she was not supposed to go that way. and could have caused an accident, so that's probably why the crew didn't follow them.
Oh, okay, that makes a little more sense, but still.
But yes, still didn't make sense.
Still didn't make sense. Anyway, we're going to get to that. We have some stuff at the end we'll talk about. Detour is fish pod building or cleaning up seaweed. I'm not a fan of seaweed.
I would have done the seaweed. What would you have done?
The seaweed would have been tough, but I think if you just put less in the barrel.
I think your fingers wouldn't have been able to do that.
I couldn't do
it.
Yeah,
it was too intricate, and I don't think you could have done it.
No.
I
pushing a wheelbarrow on sand is not easy, but no. If you just put less in there and make more trips. I think that was the fastest challenge.
Absolutely. I agree with you. But I would have chose the seaweed. I just, knowing, like, looking at it, I'm like, oh, yeah, no way would you be able to do all that little tying the knots and doing the... No way.
Shane calms Juan down. He's pretty good about, hey, it's just a race.
Right.
Relax.
It's okay.
You're right. Rod and Letitia are lost. Angie and Danny have to wait until their crew shows up.
Which is ridiculous.
But that's it. We'll get to that at the end.
Okay.
Everyone does the fish pod except Shane and Juan and Shane, and that was a perfect, because they're both pretty physically strong.
I think it's you. At one point I said, how did Angie and them lose? Because Shane and Juan are not even there yet. You go, watch.
Because they just were able to smoke the challenge.
Yeah.
Ricky and Cesar complete the detour. Rod and Letitia fail on their first attempt. They were not paying attention.
They weren't.
They were kind of bickering the whole...
This is the best I've ever seen them bicker.
They were stressing a little bit. Because it's the final six, so you're getting down to the nitty gritty.
Yes, you are.
The judge enjoyed telling people that they're fine, especially Rod. He goes, get away. Get away from me.
Shoo. Like he was shoo an animal or something. Anyway.
The seaweed challenge was perfect for Juan and Shane. I was shocked that Rod and Letitia didn't do it.
I was shocked too.
As strong as Rod is,
yes.
They would have aced it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, maybe she didn't want to mess with the seaweed, but he...
No, I don't think that was a choice, but I agree with you. I think, you know, he could have done most of the work. Obviously, she'd have to put some on the
wheelbarrow.
But they would have totally aced it. They could have been the top three or the second. Or first.
I don't know if about first.
No, okay.
Well, no, they can get there till
after. No, you're right, they didn't.
Anyway, but they kept messing their corner supports.
Yes.
And they kept doing the same thing. I'm like,
over and over. They're missing the logs on the sides.
Yeah,
I go,
just look at the example. But they were just...
Again, we're sitting on our couch. We can yell at them all we want.
And I was yelling at you guys, because I wouldn't yell at Rod to his face.
No.
Again,
absolutely.
Crush my head like a grape. Rick and Cesar are team number one. Shocking. They've had 3 second place finishes and 5 first. Mm-hmm. At this point, if they don't win, I think it would be a shame. I mean,
I see your point. I don't want them winning. Not that I don't want them winning, but I want it to be more challenging for a race. I want it to be more of a race.
That's what's been messing this season is the fact that the same team is either first or second. There's no competition. You don't have that team that comes out of nowhere. Right. It finishes first once a time.
I mean, there's times when I would watch Amazing Race, and I'm like, oh, my God, and I'm screaming at the TV, run, yeah. Go, and I'm like yelling and carrying on.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that probably in about 4 seasons, I think. I haven't really been that, like, trying to get, because I felt like, anyway. But this one was definitely, it's another one. It reminds me of the one that, and I'm sorry, the Holdenmans or whatever their name was when they did the pandemic one.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to that. And I just don't, it's just not been an enjoyable one.
It's been okay.
I like the teams.
They're fun, but it's the fact that it's really not...
A race.
It's not a race. Okay, who's going to finish second?
Right.
It's really what's come down to.
Exactly.
It's what's come down to.
I actually go, who finished second?
It's like any sport when you have one team that just dominates year after year, you just go, I start losing interest.
Exactly.
So anyway, Amber and Vinny complete the pod. Yvonne and Melissa complete the pod. And they're all getting cut.
Yes, they're all bleeding.
Everyone's bleeding. And that could come and play in the next challenge. Maybe they have to do a physical challenge where they have to hold on and their hands are all cut up.
You're right.
But in the end... Oh, Rod and Letitia are still messing their corners.
How many times was it? 3 or 4 times?
Like 3 times that we saw. Juan and Shane are team number two. And it's because they chose the seaweed challenge because they were in dead last.
Yeah, they would have been last.
And they, like you said, they showed up well after.
Yes, Angie and
the other teams were already doing the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Danny was trying to be a little too perfect.
I agree with you.
I think, you know, you get the corner support. That's all he was really checking was.
Right.
He was saying, no, this thing has to be perfect. This thing has to be perfect. I mean, we didn't see him put the guy put his hand in the fish where the fish trap goes in. I just think he was trying to be too pick. You know, we got to get it right on the first try, which I agree with. But you're at the end. I think at some point you just go, okay, let's see if this passes.
Exactly. I agree with you.
If it doesn't pass, then you bring it back. And then you do. But that's just me. Again, I'm just sitting on the couch. Ron Letitia finally complete the challenge. Amber and Vinny are number three. Yvonne and Melissa are number four. They got there at the same time.
Yes, they did.
But Angie and Vinny
beat them out.
Beat them out. Not Angie. Amber and Vinny. Angie and Danny complete the pod, but Rod and Letitia get stuck in the mud.
And I thought for sure, oh, they're going to, even though I knew the outcome, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe you just told me that because you've done that before. You just tell me something. It's a
lie.
You tell me a story.
A lie.
I don't believe in saying lies. I believe in stories. And so I was like, oh, maybe you're telling me that. And then you realize.
Well, no. I think it helped having Rod who just ripped it off the truck and push it out of the way. They get out. They are team number five. Angie and Danny have been eliminated. Now, we did do a little bit of research on this. We found out that the crew never shows up. They tell Angie and Danny to say, oh, our crew is here.
Right. After 30 minutes of them waiting there.
Waiting there. So because the crew never found... Because I go, why are they waiting so long? The crew knows where the next challenge is.
Exactly. And, weren't they going to that same challenge? So why are they not showing up?
So why aren't they showing... I mean, I would assume they would know where the challenge is.
Right, right.
I just think it was... I think...
And it was unprecedented.
Yeah.
It's never happened before where a team has lost a crew. So I think they were making up rules by the seat of their pants. My feeling is that's $1 million people are trying to win, and I don't think you should be able to do that. I think they should be able to be asked to come back on again.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, it was something that's never been done before, so they're making up the rule with the producer, and I understand.
So basically, they gave him a 30-minute penalty.
Basically, they gave him a 30-minute
because
penalty.
The other crew they couldn't find it, I guess, or something. And to me, I think they got screwed.
I do too.
I think they got screwed. I mean, again, I know they're going the wrong way, but. Maybe they should have stopped.
I was wondering if they had to go back and look for their crew. And I'm like, well, how would they know where their crew went?
Yeah.
And again, it would make sense, go to the next challenge, because that crew would go to the next challenge.
Plus, Danny's radioing them, and they're not answering.
I think a radio is only within so many range, far of a range.
Well, I mean, maybe Danny and Angie should have stopped at that point. Probably their biggest mistake is they just didn't stop and say, hey, where are you at? We're over here.
Well, I think she would, you're driving, all these horns are honking, you realize you're going the wrong way, so you're just panicking to get out, and by the time she got out of it and they realized the crew wasn't behind them, it was already too late.
Well, she said, should we stop? And Danny said, no, keep driving, because he had probably assumed, well, the crew would show up there,
yeah.
And they'd just meet about the same time, but looking back on it, they probably should have just stopped.
So I feel like they gave him, you know how sometimes they give him like a 30-minute penalty if they don't do something right? They're supposed to bring a clue back or whatever, there's a 30-minute penalty. I've seen them where they sat there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel
Which
like
hasn't happened in a while.
No, but I feel like that's the penalty they gave him.
Yeah, I think
Because the crew, they don't know where their crew was.
Yeah, and again, to lose a race like that because your crew...
And I would think that they would have had local drivers driving.
Well, I think it was a local team that actually... I think
lost
it was
them.
A local team that lost them.
Oh, that seems weird that they would know the island better than anybody.
Yeah, it's confusing, and I think we will see them back on the Amazing Race because I thought they got screwed. I mean,
I agree.
Again, people could disagree with us. If you disagree with us, go on Jay and Jack's Facebook page and leave a comment on the Amazing Race thread that's over there. But I it didn't sit well with me. But anyway.
Again, I'm just like I said, I understand the...
And they handle it.
I understand the crew.
They handle it great.
Great. I understand the crew not following him for safety reasons. That doesn't bother
me.
That doesn't bother me at all. What bothers me is it's hard for me to understand how the crew did not end up at the same spot as them.
Right.
Because that's where they were going. So that was...
I would have
liked it better because what they said is the crew never showed up. So where'd the crew go then?
And in fact, if the crew is going the correct way, they should have been there first.
Exactly.
And
right.
And if that's the case, and you make a rule stating now, maybe you say, okay, if you ever lose your crew, there's a 30-minute penalty.
Right.
Unless that's always been the rule. We didn't know. But it just seemed kind of...
No, but they said...
From what we were reading, it seemed like...
They said it was unprecedented and that this is the first time they ever had this happen. They had it, and the producer just kind of flew by the seat of his pants and made the 30-minute... It was in the U.S. Weekly, we read it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just... To me, it was just all very... Not the... Her going the wrong way. That was never the point that bothered me or confused me. What confused me was the aftermath of not understanding how they didn't get there.
Right.
That's what bothered me. And I felt like that didn't make sense. And I think I would have bought into it better if they said to them, look, at no matter when the crew is, no matter what, your penalty is 30 minutes because you lost your crew.
Because they're sitting there and they're saying, we don't know how long we have to wait.
Yeah. So that like, again, I would like them to say, hey,
because I think they were the third team to arrive.
Yes, they were. I would have liked it better. They said, hey, you know, we never had this before, so we're going to give the standard 30-minute penalty. And once the 30 minutes up, then you can go ahead and do your next challenge. That would have been better for me. But to me, I just feel like they were just making up rules. And I always say this all the time to people when I was in the business managing. You can't change the rules of the game when the game has started.
Right.
If this is the rule, you have to stick to the rule. If it's no, it's no. You can't back down.
Yeah, just let me know the rules, and helps me compete.
Exactly. So I just feel like they just kind of picked a rule, and that was what the standard rule they had for other things, and that kind of bothered me. But
yeah. From now on, if that's – okay, you incur a 30-minute penalty if you lose your crew.
Right.
All right, fine. I still think the crew should – I think it's up to the crew to keep up with you. Again, I know that she was going the wrong way. But again, if she's going the wrong way, they're going the correct way, how did they not show up at the spot? And again, they never showed up at the spot.
They never got there. That's what the U.S. Weekly said. They never got there.
That they had to say.
So they gave them a different crew to follow from there.
Right. And the producer said, come out and say, oh, our crew's here.
Right.
And which was not true.
And then again, I don't like that a producer is mingling into the game to change the game. I can't imagine that no one's ever said, when you're sitting down at the table, okay, what happens if they ever lose a crew? What are we gonna do that about that? Because if they know the rule, you can't lose the crew. What's the penalty if you do?
Yeah, because Danny knew that you couldn't. And I'm like going, when he said, I go, this has never been an issue.
Right.
I don't remember this ever being an issue. But every time I've watched The Amazing Race, and again, it's like you're saying. It's like they're sitting at a table, and the rule is you can't continue without your crew.
Right.
Well,
then what's the penalty?
What's the penalty?
Right.
You have to wait for your crew to show up, and then the producer said, okay, the crew is lost.
Right.
We can't just have them lose because there's no crew.
Yeah, and so they fly by the seat of their pants and change the rule at that moment. And that's what bothered me, that the producer told them to say, our crew is here. I don't think a producer should come into the game and tell them. It makes me be like, I'm not a conspiracy person, but it makes me, I know you are. It makes me think, but I can't imagine the producers would do that, because I'm sure they seem like a very likable team. I mean, again,
they're a likable team, and you wouldn't want them voted out.
Right.
Not voted out.
Right. I mean, eliminated. I hope my kids feel the way that, you know, he feels about his mom. You know, like everything, you know, how positive he was about his mom and just everything about their relationship.
You were tearing up when they got
it. I was tearing up at the end. It really bothered me because I was mad. First, I was mad. And second, I was like, I enjoyed watching them. And again, I hate to be that I saw them. I hate that I judged them right from looking at them
and said they're
not going to make it past the first,
I thought for sure they'd be the second or third team out. And I go, they were fun to watch. Always positive.
Yes.
Danny, it was a dream come true for him.
Oh, and you get to see it. Like, he was never negative.
Never negative. And it just, anyway.
But.
You dropped the ball, guys.
Yes,
Amazing Race. Dropped the ball.
I'm not going to stop watching it.
No,
but I am a little like, something that smells fishy. I'm sure it wasn't, but that's
something just smells stinky in Stinktown.
I don't know. Anyway, they handled it better than I handled it after the fact.
We're not gonna cry.
Yeah.
We're gonna hold hands. Yes. We're gonna smile.
Good for them.
I'd be like, this is BS. Yes.
You'll use some chosen words.
Yeah.
I probably would have told you, act like you've been here before, calm down, and it's our fault. But they handled it well, and what a great team. And I'm sorry to see them be taken off for this.
You see that when you're struggling with directions, but you also have to make sure you're. I mean, that's no wonder they're stressing out,
right?
Because you have to worry about the crew behind.
Right.
You.
The thing is, they know you can't lose the crew, so I cannot believe that there's no penalty in place, a set rule about that anyway. Yeah. That there's a penalty for that. So that's what bothers me. Anyway,
I'm to gonna, me, I'll be honest with you. I don't think there should be a penalty. There should just be another crew. in case something happens like that again. Because what happened to the crew? I mean, it just boggles my mind that the crew that was going the correct way couldn't find the location.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay. We're done. We're soapbox.
You gotta concentrate on the race. You shouldn't have to concentrate on the crew behind you.
Oh, good point.
Especially when there's cameras already in there and stuff like that. You get there, there's a backup crew.
Right.
I mean, how many backup crews? I mean, I know it's expensive, but how many backup crews do you need?
Right.
In fact, when this has never happened before.
Right.
It wouldn't hurt you to have a couple crews that are ready to take over for the thing. Anyway, we're done complaining.
Our soapbox, was it? Was it a soapbox?
Soapbox. this show is driven by patrons. You want to become a patron, go to jayandjack.com, click on the patron thing, click to be a $1 million patron. But at this time, we thank all our patrons four who reached a certain level, and that's Eckhart Rickner, Glaffelder, Maggie the Magnificent, Joe Ann with a Plan, and Ed, the Creepy Poopy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everyone who listens to us and makes this podcast the number one podcast on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Arrivederci.